It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent.
I would say that traveling is possible again. And so I did to Italy. And I will come back to the COVID-related topics in a few minutes. I actually wanted to begin with France and the film festival in Cannes. As we have had a few conversations about this over the years, but not in 2020, unfortunately, because of the pandemic. It is a big revival that this year it is taking place. With, of course, all sorts of precautions, but from the 6th of July to the 17th of July, it is happening in Cannes. It is the 74th edition, and about 24 movies, I believe, are in competition. Very interesting to see that the jury is made of five women and four men. So they are, we can say that they are efforts to become a little bit more inclusive and equal. The president is Spike Lee. And many guests are attending. A few couldn't because of testing positive, like the actress Léa Seydoux, who was the big star in the last James Bond movie. But otherwise, many stars, many VIPs have been able to attend. And there are also two honorary Palme d'Or that are given to Jodie Foster this year, the actress Jodie Foster, very popular, and the director Marco Bellocchio. It's an interesting also edition because the topic of our, let's say, of our time are obviously also part of it. And one of those topics, for example, is the question of knowing if it is possible to create a feminist movie as a male director. And there have been many answers to that from very different people. But it is going to be very interesting to actually watch those movies and see a little bit what they mean with this male gaze and how directors are dealing with it. So this is definitely a sign of our times, and such a festival can obviously not stay away from this kind of issues. From the precautions point of view, PCR tests are mandatory with a valid QR code. It is not possible to take part in any of those events without this test or proof of vaccination. Many movies seem to be extremely promising, so it is exciting to see who's going to win the Palme d'Or in this 2021 edition. Some titles, maybe, just to give a little taste of it. We have Annette from Leo Carax with Marion Cotillard and Adam Driver. We have After Young from Cogonada with Colin Farrell. We have The French Dispatch from Wes Anderson, very popular, with Timothy Chalamet and Bill Murray, among others. We have Flag Day from and with Sean Penn and his daughter. So, and we have many mores that I cannot all list. But I would say that it looks like a very exciting 74th edition with many interesting movies, some more entertaining, like in light entertainment than others, and some also creating discussions and themes to discuss, which makes, I believe, such a festival interesting in itself. That would be for the festival in Cannes, but we will certainly come back on that when we have a winner. Concerning COVID-19, a little update, because a lot is happening these days in Europe, beginning with lifting of almost all legal restrictions in England on the 19th of July. Nevertheless, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is asking people to be cautious, because it would be a pity, in his opinion, to nullify all the progress that has been made until now. And the Delta mutation seems to bring some worries in all countries. Nevertheless, there is evidence that vaccination is reducing hospital admissions and death, and that's the reason why Boris Johnson and his government is deciding to go ahead, nevertheless, with lifting the restrictions. Other countries, though, are doing exactly the opposite, and that's what's becoming really interesting in Europe, is that some countries are going forward, others are going a little bit backwards because the numbers are not being so great. That would be, for example, Netherlands, where Dutch Prime Minister Rutte is sorry for easing restrictions too soon, which led to a level of infections that is at their highest. And as a result, some restrictions are going to be imposed again in restaurants, nightclubs, and bars. As far as France is concerned, from July 21st, everybody will need a health pass to be able to go to theaters, shops, bars, and cafes, or even to travel long distance. Plus, and that is a major point, all health care workers will have to be fully vaccinated against COVID by September in order to be able to stay in their in their profession and keep their job. The reason for that being that they take care of people that are sick, of people that are most vulnerable, and French people are of the opinion that those have to be protected more than the main population, and therefore deserve more care. It seems that Italy has also the intention to make it mandatory, but it has not been accepted yet. And I hear that Switzerland is discussing about it. It is not easy to implement such a mandatory vaccine because of our laws, but it is a topic that is being discussed for health care workers who take care of sick people or older people, people in general that are more vulnerable. That would be our little update on COVID-19. So we can see that there is some life back. I was in Italy a couple of days ago, and I could see that everything is picking up, though very little tourists, a lot of American tourists, because our borders have generally open to all Americans who want to travel. It doesn't go both ways, unfortunately, but a lot of American people. One could see also that in Italy, people, generally speaking, continue to be careful even when it's not mandatory, wearing masks in closed spaces or in elevators or in lobbies from hotels. There is this feeling that because they have had such a disastrous time with the virus, and because they have lost so many people, they are still being cautious, even if it's not mandatory. So that was a little bit my feeling, that things are going back to a new form of normalcy, but it's definitely not the Italy of before pandemic. For that, it would be too early, and one has to see how it's going to develop in the next few months. And that was our update on COVID-19. In Europe, also emphasizing the fact that festivals and concerts and sport events are taking place, and in spite of precautions and restrictions, it really looks like people are having a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer, over there.
My pleasure.